This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The House is expected to vote today on bills to provide $95 billion in aid to allies, including Ukraine and Israel. Democrats helped House Speaker Mike Johnson advance the bills to allow the votes, despite the opposition of a few Republicans who are threatening to call for a vote to remove Johnson from the Speaker's chair. The House is also expected to consider legislation that could ban or force the sale of TikTok, the extremely popular Chinese-owned social media app. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports.
TikTok creators wrote an open letter to President Biden urging him not to sign a bill banning the app during an election year. 26-year-old Nadia Okamoto, who has nearly 5 million followers on the site, says a potential ban would be counterproductive, especially among young voters.
This is an app where so many young voters spend their time. This is where we get a lot of our education, the place where we get our news as well. Creators that I've talked to feel really disheartened with the overall system and also feel like, what is the point of voting?
Under the latest bipartisan bill in the House, TikTok's China-based parent company would have 9 months to divest or risk a potential ban in the U.S. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
The New York City Police Department is reviewing its security protocols after a man set himself on fire yesterday outside the courthouse where former President Trump is on trial. Police Chief Jeffrey Madry says the man, who died of his injuries, was in a park that was open to the public.
We'll talk to our federal partners and we'll make decisions. If we need to tighten up security, maybe we'll shut down the park. This is something that we'll determine once we talk with all our partners, with the court officers, to make sure that with everything going on, the gravity of the event going on right now, we make sure we'll have ample security.
The final jurors were seated yesterday. Opening statements are to begin Monday. Security sources in Iraq say a huge explosion hit a military base that houses pro-Iranian militias. The BBC's Sebastian Usher reports a member of the Popular Mobilization Forces has been killed.
The explosion at the command post of the Popular Mobilization Forces in Iraq comes at a time of heightened alert across the region. It's unclear for now what exactly happened, but the Pentagon moved quickly to say that it was not involved. The PMF is an umbrella organization that contains several pro-Iranian militias that are part of a network of proxies that Tehran has been able to use to advance its interests across the Middle East for years. The long-running confrontation between Israel and Iran has recently entered a new, more perilous phase amid tensions heightened by the war in Gaza. The Iranian foreign minister has warned that Iran will deliver a maximum response if Israel launches significant attacks on its interests.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher reporting. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Government officials in Thailand say hundreds of people have entered the country from Myanmar to escape the fighting between ethnic minority rebels and government troops. The fighting erupted last week when the ethnic minority fighters captured a border town from the Myanmar troops, a major crossing point for trade with Thailand. Today marks 25 years since the Columbine High School shootings. From Colorado Public Radio, Caitlin Kim reports. The school is observing the day with community service.
Kiki Leva has been teaching English at Columbine High School for 25 years. He says about 2,000 students and staff will fan out across the community, from hospitals to the homes of elderly neighbors, to mark the tragic day that resulted in the deaths of 12 students and a teacher. Leba says it's about making sure Columbine is remembered for more than just the shooting.
One of the best things to come out of that tragedy is that this day of service is, I think it's given us a real purpose.
Leba joined other survivors on Capitol Hill earlier this week for some service of their own, to convince lawmakers to do more to curb gun violence. For NPR News, I'm Caitlin Kim in Washington.
Workers at a Volkswagen factory in Chattanooga, Tennessee, have voted to unionize. The United Auto Workers Union collected 73% of the votes cast. The workers had rejected the union twice before. Last year, the UAW successfully reached agreements on new contracts with the big three automakers. UAW President Sean Fain said he wasn't surprised by the size of the win. He says workers are fed up with being left behind. He says this is just the beginning. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.